Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Focus on Albany. I'm Cynthia Pooler, and my guest today is my friend and fellow Albany resident. She's an entrepreneur, Lizbeth Calandrino. And Liz is working with me on WCAA. She's part of our WCAA family. And she's here to talk about her what she thinks is the importance of community radio in the city of Albany. So, Liz, how are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Cynthia?
Good. So you've been going to meetings and you've been involved with WCAA for a while. In your opinion, what is the importance of having a community radio station here in Albany?
Well, you know, Cynthia, well, you were there. I mean, they went 107.3, which is a number for the it's an LP, low-power community radio station. We went live for our solo flight there to see how we would do the week of July 4th. And I don't know about you, Cynthia, but that building was hopping. There were so many wonderful people in there. I was absolutely amazed at the talent, the sophistication of the people that had shows. I mean, you know, the DJs were terrific. The people that were doing interviews, I was like amazed. Not that, you know, it's because part of it, I have not, you know, I've not been involved in a community radio station. But anyway, I thought it was terrific. Everybody was so helpful and it was just so exciting, Cynthia, that we have this available in Albany. And we go to our meetings, you know, we go to our weekly meetings, and, you know, last night we meet on Tuesdays, so everybody out there, they need to know that we do meet on Tuesdays at the Grand Street Community Arts Building. And, you know, every week we're getting more and more volunteers, Cynthia. I mean, you were there last night. Wasn't the energy in the room just terrific?
You know, I think the fact that there's a lot of energy going on, plus the fact that there's all different visions, people with all different visions coming up, sharing their visions, wanting the show. And I think, you know, once everything is all together, I think it will be a real vibrant entity in Albany.
And, you know, these community radio stations, which I really didn't know very much about, they call them like a third model of radio broadcasting. Like they're in addition to the commercial and public broadcasting. And they serve these small communities, which is where we are, a certain geographic community, and which would be more downtown. We have about a 12-mile radius, which goes out pretty far because I have been testing it through East Greenbush and Colony. And what's nice about it is that, you know, people from the neighborhood, we can talk about things that are going on that are specific. You know, we have been the last week, the music has been on as we revamp our station and we get ready to go live. And the music is just all down Grand Street. And it's like really nice. You see lots of new people coming into the community arts building. And people should know that WCAA LP 107.3, called the Arts, is part of the Grand Street Community Arts Program. And the Grand Street Community Arts is a 501(c), so they are not-for-profit. And I believe, this is kind of a personal thing, but I believe that the radio station will help the Grand Street Community Arts grow. We have that magnificent building on Grand Street, St. Anthony's Church, that used to be, I went and looked it up, Cynthia, that used to be so many things. It was an arts building. It was a dance hall. And wouldn't it be kind of fun to be able to bring back some of those things, not only for the neighborhood, but for other people in the city? That building, I think you were there that one day when a woman from the neighborhood came in and she said, you know, I used to be a music teacher. and I retired a few years ago, mm-hmm. but I would love to come down and teach music. Imagine if we right. could develop just all kinds of interesting programs like that to go along with the other wonderful things that happen in that neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. You and I have known each other for a number of years now, and what made you get interested and get involved with WCAA?
Well, Cynthia, you have, you know, you do your wonderful podcast, Focus, you know, the Focus on Albany, and, you mm-hmm. know, I think it's just a great thing that you connect. I mean, yours is all about Albany. And you know mm-hmm. that I had a radio station, I had a radio show, a talk show mm-hmm. for a year. And, you know, I found it to be very exciting and lots of fun and having call-ins and things like that. And so when this opportunity came along, I think actually, you know what? You introduced this to me, Cynthia. It's because okay. of you that I am there. So I thank you for that. Mm-hmm. But and then when I went and I read about it and I talked with people from the boards that are involved, I looked at it and I said, you know what? If also, if I can be of any help raising money, because like any other new endeavor, we need money. We need to be able to have ongoing programming. And again, we need ongoing program, and we need to make sure we have a secure building. So we are looking for, you know, we're looking for all kinds of things for that building. We need to have a way to get in the building. We have to have a locking system. We need to have, you know, a doorbell, for heaven's sakes. Things like this mm-hmm. that mm-hmm. so people will know we're there, right? And they can and right. they can come in. So we are looking for also volunteers, Cynthia, people who want to be on the radio, people who want to just help mm-hmm. us and give us, you know, maybe they want to give us things. And, you know, we really have something that we can give back. We have a radio station. And the more right. we get known, right, the more we get known to all the neighborhoods around Albany, the more we can help other people grow. And so I'm really excited about that, being able to go out and talk to people and inviting them to be part of this wonderful new thing that's going on.
You know, I look at it as a hub, as a cultural hub for downtown Albany. You know, it could really revitalize that part of the city. And then from revitalizing that part of the city, it could do wonders for this city as a whole. And, you know, like Moises Wana and I talked, the program manager, he said, you know, this is only the beginning. And I envisioned something really terrific. But, you know, like you said a minute ago, the most important thing we need is money. I mean, we need money to keep going. And, you know, you have more of an insight for money than I do. Share your thoughts about what the community can do to help us expand.
Well, you know, we have had some terrific support from the community. And, you know, last night, when we were having our meeting and Lucy was talking about looking at how we were going to get, you know, our doorbell put in and how we were going to be able to have entranceway for people so they could get in and do their shows. And then, you know, we need to also be able to connect with the community. I mean, the community has to know when we're on the air. That's why we can't just have people coming in. So,
right.
you know, he mentioned we needed money, and before we left, I think we had almost $200 of just the people who want to have their programs. We really mm-hmm. do have talented people, Cynthia. And, mm-hmm. you know, we just need, you know, some bigger players for us, you know, like who would benefit from community radio. And the more we can help the community get their word out and their message out, the better that
right.
is for the whole city, right? I mean, you know, they talk about community radios, that they pretty much serve a specific audience that is not, that is pretty much overlooked by commercial or the what we call the mass media broadcasts.
Right.
They are operated in those communities where they serve, and they are influenced by the communities. I mean, we don't have any programs on for kids down there yet that a kid actually, right? We need to have some kids from the community talking about what they're doing and the kinds of things that they need. And, again, it is a voluntary radio station.
Mm-hmm.
And we need people to keep it going with consistency. And that's
right.
The real, you know, that's what we really need money for. We need money to keep it going. You know, we've got bills to pay. You know, we have all of these things that, you know, we have to comply with just like any other radio station. And so we just need some commitments from the people in the community. And, you know, we really haven't gone out through the community down there and talked to a lot of people. But I know that
mm-hmm.
that was brought up last night. And so there are lots of people who will be going out in the community and speaking about the radio station. You know, we are working on all kinds of events that we can have down there. And, again, once we get that building open, and, again, I see the radio station as a way for us to bring light to that beautiful building that is still standing down there that just needs some renovation, and we need to get that radio station up and running all the time so that we can broadcast what is going on in our neighborhood down there. It's, I can't tell you, you know, and when I walk in there and I listen to those people, I thought to myself, what a great thing to be part of. Didn't you think that, Cynthia? I mean, look at it. You and I have been doing stuff like this for years. And now we look
mm-hmm.
at people who are half our age, Cynthia, who are
right.
so good, right? They're so good
yep.
and they're vibrant and they're committed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we need commitments from the bigger community to help us raise money and to
right.
be connected to us, right?
Not only to raise money, but to have input and share their insight into making WCAA a really vibrant station and Grant Street Community Arts a hub for that part of the city.
Right. And once it, you know, once we can establish that, it can be useful to many other people. I mean, the size of that building,
mm-hmm.
it's not really, really huge, but it is big enough so that there could be events that go on down there. I mean, it is beautiful inside. Of course, it has all
mm-hmm.
that gorgeous architecture, right? And
mm-hmm.
it and a lot of it is it is still there and beautiful floors. This
mm-hmm.
can be a place for plays. This can be a place for theater, for children, adults. I love the thing about the dancing. I think it would be really fun to be able to hold some sort of a Saturday night dance down there, you know, and
mm-hmm,
for
mm-hmm.
maybe one for adults, one for kids, because there's not really any place in the city where that goes on except in the bars, which is fine. But, you know, there are people that would maybe not want to go to bars and kids that can't go to bars, right? So
right.
we could develop a new way to actually promote fun stuff for the community, you know. And we also need other people who want to have shows. We need people who want to be interviewed, right? We need people who
mm-hmm.
have a message, people who have businesses that want to get their information out to a community, which, as they say, is often underserved only because the commercial radio stations and the public access radio stations, they're just different. So community radio has a place And again, it's staffed by volunteers, Cynthia, so we need as many volunteers as we can get.
Mm-hmm.
What are your thoughts about using that building and stuff, Cynthia?
Well, you know, I had gone into the building a number of years ago, and then I started going into it now with WCA. And like you say, it's an underutilized building, and it's in a section of Albany that needs revitalization. So first it's the building, then it's the community, and with hopefully people hearing this who might want to become part of WCA, and that's the important thing, whatever they've got to share with us, you know, we would welcome them with open arms, whether it be broadcasting, whether it be community outreach, whether it be fundraising. We need your help. And I think I'm going to take the initiative to, if anybody is listening to this and want to become involved, they can email me at CynthiaPooler@hotmail.com. Liz, do you have a phone number that people could call?
Yeah, I was just funny when you started to say that. First of all, I want everybody to know that we have great Facebook presence, so you could go online and look for WCAALP 107.3. You can look that up on Facebook, so please feel free to post us there. If you want to send us money, which we would love, you can send it to the WCAALP 107.3 FM, care of the Grand Street Community Arts, Post Office Box 641, and that's Albany 12201. And there is a phone number, 518-463-2222. And again, you know, we do have a campaign on Fundabilities. We are a not-for-profit. So if you go to Fundabilities and you look up our page, which says radio station, you can find us there. And so you could give publicly on there, or you could send money directly. Or if you just want to give us a call, someone can call me, 518-495-5380, if they want to talk further about large corporate giving, which we're happy to discuss. And again, you know, we want to be able to do something for our corporate sponsors. It's not just that we think that, you know, giving money should go into some black hole somewhere and we don't know where it went. I mean, anybody who wants to donate for us, we want to make sure that they are well compensated on the radio. Remember, one of the things we have is we have the ability, we're on the airwaves, we have the ability to reach the community. And so for those businesses and individuals who have something that they want to say, or if you want to, certainly we'd be very happy for those who want to, you know, to want to give us some sort of money. We're happy to have you on the radio, and let's talk about your business. I mean, again, we are the city of Albany, and we do go into Rensselaer and up to Colony. And so for those people, right, that are in that neck of the woods, Cynthia, they need to be with us, right? Mm-hmm. And we'll promote them as much as we can. All we need is some contributions to help us keep going and to keep us on the air all the time.
Now, you're asking for funding. Can you give an overview of the stuff that we need to continue?
Well, we do need, I mean, one of the things that we really do need is, you know, we have bills that we incur from just being a radio station, right? So we need, you know, we have a tower, we have to pay, you know, we have to pay money on that. We have music that we use. There's lots of things that a radio station incurs that we need. But in terms of the building itself, we need some things in there. We need to build another studio in there. So we need computers. We need speakers. We need desks. We need chairs. We need things like that so that we can have an additional studio within there so people can record other things when they need to. Like if we need to record public service announcement, or we need to record for some of our advertisers. We can't do that when there's somebody doing a show, right? So we need, right next to that office, we need another one so that we can record those things. But in order to do that, we need computers and we need speakers and we need all the things that go with that. So if anybody has a computer, anybody has good speakers, microphones, all of the things that are needed for a radio station, that would absolutely be terrific. And don't forget, again, that we are a 501(c). So anything that you give us, we can certainly give you, you know, tax deduction for that. And we are part of the Grand Street Community Arts Building. Again, that is P.O. Box 641, Albany 12201. And our station is WCAALP 107.3 FM. And we have a pretty good, you know, I was thinking, where is 12 miles? You know, 12 miles is a pretty big reach. You know, we go over to Troy, we go over to like Vera Bush and down through that way and Colony. I thought one day, Cynthia, you and I should get in the car and let's just drive all over and let's map out where we are, right?
You know, that would be a good idea. That would be a good idea.
Yeah, and it would be kind of fun. We think it's just Albany, but on the outskirts of Albany, there are a lot of small businesses there that, you know, might want to be on our station.
Right. You know, you've been to meetings as I have been. Tell everybody the people who go to the meetings and the visions that you've heard or seen or understood.
Well, we meet on Tuesday nights, and if anybody is interested, they should get a hold of you or me, Cynthia, and let us know what their specific skill level is. Do they want to be on? Do they want to have a show? Do they want to help us raise money? And so we have various committees, you know, for big corporate giving. We have smaller committees that are doing local in the neighborhood. We have people that want to plan events. And, oh, my gosh, we have such talent there. I'm thinking, my gosh, I hope I can get to all those great things that we can put together. And, you know, we are raising money around town. And so I'd like people who are listening to this to be aware of that they will probably see in one of their, you know, neighborhood favorite places, they're going to see something for WCAALP 107.3, and I want them to know that that's us. And again, we're out there raising money for our building and to keep our radio station going. We are all volunteers. And, you know, I've been worked with a lot of volunteer organizations, Cynthia, and I must say this is a very committed bunch of people that are concerned, caring, and have talent, and we really need to have them on the air. I mean, so people should understand that this is what we're doing in those meetings. So if you would like to be part of us, we would love that. You know, we need more energy and just more thoughts from people, Cynthia. And again, those meetings that we have are good.
You brought up a good point a couple of minutes ago say that we're a little bit older than the other people, you know, that have come to the meetings. So, you know, you and I have been involved in the community, and we've gone to meetings, and we've become part of organizations and stuff over the years. what makes the people that go to the meeting to WCA different from everything else that we've done? What do you think?
I think there's, you know, I think there is just a new energy, and they have different agendas, and they have new concerns. And this is, you know, what's going on in our world. As we look at baby boomers who are going out of the workforce, maybe retiring, you know, it's followed by another generation, the millennials, and then there's the younger generation. And, mm-hmm. you know, they have their own agenda. They know what they need to do. I mean, they are entrepreneurial. They are smart. They understand social media. They live it. And so the people that we have there are very valuable to the community because of what they know. And listen, they don't seem to be the least bit scared or uncomfortable hosting any kind of event. That's really terrific. I'm not sure when I was 23 if I could take a lot of these things on. But they have – the other thing is, Cynthia, I don't know if you noticed it, but they have a really nice community. They are good to each other. They know each other, willing to help. You know, you and I got help from people that, you know, we went, oh, my goodness, you know, you and I are learning how to do a lot of these things. And, you know, everybody is good about working with other people and making sure they're comfortable with what they're doing. So I just think it's a good group, represents our next generation of people. And they seem to be very confident, and I hope that we can raise enough money. I mean, I know we can, to make sure that the station continues to grow and we can serve Albany and the surrounding community.
Now, one thing that's been going on since the 4th of July weekend is that there's speakers and the music is played outside of the Grand Street Community Arts Center, and people in the neighborhood can hear it. Do you think that it might be too early to make an assessment, but do you think just that little bit of stuff that we've just done has transformed the neighborhood in any way?
You know, it's funny you say that. We were down there, I think it was last Saturday, and walking across the street and just talking to the couple of people that live across the street. And they said, you know, we like the music. What are you doing over there? You know, it seems to have brought in people. A lot of people are coming over, asking what we're doing. Can they get involved? And again, it's just new energy for that particular area. I mean, there are a lot of things that go on down there. There are neighborhood associations that do a wonderful job. And, you know, we're just there to kind of add to what's going on, Cynthia, and to make sure, you know, we can be part of revitalizing or adding to the neighborhood.
So in our closing minutes, let's give the information on how they could get involved with us, whether they want to, you know, become volunteers, do a show, donate material, or give us money. How can they do so?
Okay, so remember that we are a not-for-profit, and it is WCAALP 107.3, Community Arts and Activism. And I love this little, you know, little circle here. It says, I have a voice in Albany. I think it's terrific. So they can call 518-463-2222. Anything you would like to send, money, can go to care of Grand Street Community Arts, P.O. Box 641, and that is Albany 12201. Get in touch with Cynthia Pooler. Get in touch with me. I am 518-495-5380, and tell us how you would like to be involved.
You know, Liz, I look forward to doing Focus on Albany shows with you again on just this very subject. We could do a show every now and then and to talk about the evolution of WCAA. So if you like the show, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, download on your smartphone, subscribe to iTunes. If you have a comment about this show, hashtag Focus on Albany. But most important, listen to 107.3 on your dial, WCAA. And Liz and I have a voice in Albany, and we look forward to you having a voice in Albany, too. Thanks, Liz. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Cynthia, for being involved. Bye-bye, everybody.